Hi, I'm Jeff Alpin, the Big Game Hunter. I'm the head coach for Job Search Coaching HQ and NoBSCoachingAdvice.com. And welcome to today's show. The title is provocative, Why Interviews Die. And I chose to do this title because I want to get your attention, frankly. I find that a lot of job hunters do a mediocre job at best interviewing, and then they wonder what went wrong. This show will help you spot some of the signals, and it will also get you back on track. Hope you subscribe to hope you enjoyed today's show, and I hope you also subscribe to this one and Job Search Radio. Now, if you listen on the web, Job Search Radio is on webtalkradio.net. If you download it through iTunes or Stitcher, Job Search Radio, there are two instances of shows with that title. Mine is the one with one smiling face on the thumbnail. And now let's just get going, okay? And I'm going to talk with you today about why interviews die. You know, you're sitting in with the employer, and you just have that sinking feeling like this is a huge fail. So there are a number of reasons why they die, why they fail. And the first one is because the hiring manager reviewed a resume and interpreted something you'd written that you didn't intend it to say. Now, that's often from the employer's standpoint. That's not your fault. But they kind of read things into the resume sometimes and wish and hope and think and pray that maybe you have that experience. And you know, within 5 minutes, everyone knows that you don't have the background that they're looking for. So that's one reason. Another reason is it's your fault. You know, sometimes you've overstated a skill or an experience or a success. And, you know, in your desire to get that interview, you oversold yourself. That's your fault. You know, and you've wasted your time, you've wasted someone else's time. I have that happen in resumes all the time. People send resumes and they really don't have the experience that the resume suggests. And I can tell within 2 minutes that that's the case. And I just get them off the phone fast. So don't overstate what you can do. By the same token, don't understate it. Just be accurate. Sometimes they fail because, frankly, the interviewer gets lost in a thought. You know, they've got other things on their plate, and interviewing is one of 25 things they may have to contend with on a given day. So for whatever the reason is, the timing wasn't right for the interview, and you're stuck sitting there or talking with them and realize pretty quickly that you've lost their attention. And finally, and this one is your fault, you're boring. You know, they ask you a question, and you've never organized your thoughts around this topic. And you go off and drone on and just are absolutely awful in how you present your ideas. And you give long-winded answers to questions that need to be answered in 35 to 45 seconds. So what can you do to avoid this? The easiest thing is when you're invited in for the interview, ask them about the role that they're going to be interviewing you for. Don't just simply accept the interview. Ask them to talk with you about the job and explore it a little bit. So this way, you know, if they're projecting experience onto you that you don't have, you can investigate further and say, you know, I really haven't done what you're looking for. This is what I have done. Can that work for you? And they say no. Well, you've saved everyone a bunch of time. And another thing you can do is don't exaggerate. You know, just lay out exactly what you know and what you've done. You know, exaggeration just puts you in the position of wasting a lot of folks' time. You know, if you get a sense that the interviewer is off in thought, now if you're in a phone interview, this one's a real easy one. Ready? This is one trick, right? Just do a quick cough, and that'll jolt them back to attention. If you're in an in-person interview, shift your position a little bit, and that's going to get them back. You know, for you to avoid droning on, pay attention. Hear the question if you're in person and stick on point. If you're doing this over the phone, very simply, jot down the question on a slip of paper. Like, you do have your resume in front of you, right? It's a phone interview. You can have your resume out. Jot some notes down on your resume, and just very simply, that will remind you how to stay on point. And finally, keep your answers to 30 to 45 seconds where possible, because I found that when people start going over 45 seconds, the interviewer starts to mentally channel surf. You know, they start thinking about other thoughts other than you. So keep your answers brief and to the point, and you'll find that you're not going to wind up losing them. So that's today's show. I hope you found it helpful. And if you do, I want to encourage you, come join me at jobsearchcoachinghq.com. That's my site with curated information from around the web that I've developed in podcast, video, articles. All my books and guides to job hunting appear on the site, all for one price. And I also want to encourage you, give the show 5 stars in iTunes, please. I have a link in the show notes. It's going to help other people discover the show and help them many more. So I'll be back tomorrow with more. In the meantime, have a great day. Take care.